The opinions expressed on this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Conflicted Chaos
with Riley
and Emma.
Viva!
Viva!
Las Vegas!
Go Chiefs!
Go Chiefs!
Welcome back to Conflicted Chaos, Season 2, Episode 2. If you can't already tell, the Super Bowl happened three days ago?
Yeah.
Last Sunday.
And Taylor won. Taylor won her first Super Bowl. I'm so proud of her.
There's this clip I saw on TikTok, and it's when Travis Kelce was doing the Viva Las Vegas thing, and it was like Taylor got the ick.
No, she loved it. She thought it was great. She wished she was up there doing it with them.
Between Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, they've won a lot of things in the past
couple
weeks.
That was his third
Super Bowl. The Grammys.
They're on a roll. They are.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Super Bowl. What did you do for the Super Bowl, Emma?
Super Bowl. I had a Super Bowl party with my friends. I always grew up having Super Bowl parties. Like, they were pretty chill. Mostly, I just looked forward to them for the food, the appetizers, the snacks. And then, obviously, we'd watch the football game. But I had a party with my friends. I went to their apartment. We brought a lot of snacks, a lot of food. And it was good. It was a lot of fun. We watched the halftime show, which I think we'll get into a bit later, but I want to know what you did for Super Bowl.
What I did for Super Bowl? Well, I was away on my trip, so
right.
I watched Super Bowl with a hockey team full of boys.
Wow, how was that?
It was interesting. Well, some of them were paying attention, some of them weren't. A lot of them, they had, like, a lot of bets going. They had, like, a Super Bowl, what's it called? You buy two squares or whatever. So, like, whatever. You write your name down on the, like, it's, like, 100 squares. And you, like, pay, like, $5 per square. And you write your name down. And then they write the scores on the side of the board.
Oh.
And so, like, whatever the score is at the end of the each half.
Yes. Actually, my friend's boyfriend was texting her during the Super Bowl. And he had a bet going. And it was, like, $2,000.
Oh.
That if the score ended in 7 or 0 or something like that. I didn't really understand it. But I think he won $700 or something, my friend said.
Yeah. I didn't end up winning my two squares.
Darn.
Yeah.
So
that
did
was
you
a
have
shame.
To did you lose money then?
No, no. Well, I guess I lost $10. But
oh,
like so
that's nothing.
That, yeah, it wasn't really anything. So yeah, we did that. And then my friend Kendra, her boyfriend is the captain of the team, so Garrett and Kendra like barbecued hot dogs and hamburgers, and then
very nice.
Garrett made this like chili cheese dip. They made me grate the cheese for this dip, and it was like this 2-pound block of cheese, and Kendra gives me like the cheese grater, and she's like, oh yeah, by the way, I broke the cheese grater, and so the cheese it's in rough shape, and it's like one of the handheld ones, it's not like the one so and I go and like I do the first one, and it just like caves in, and Kendra's like, yeah, you should probably do it on the ground. So I timed myself. It took me 24 minutes to grate all this cheese.
Oh my goodness.
But as I was grating, because I'm kind of aggressive, plastic pieces were just falling off everywhere. So
it was like a mix of cheese and plastic.
Yes, so I did it. I pulled some out. I didn't think that there was any more in. And then I put it like in this bowl. And Kendra looked at it and she goes, Riley, why is there all this plastic in here?
Do they know that you're still in recovery with your thumb?
Yeah, it was actually.
That's a bit of a difficult task.
I know. It was hurting a bit because I had to hold down the cheese grater. Yeah, my nerves were hurting a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darn.
But
well,
Kendra got all the she got all the plastic out.
Maybe it was like a physical therapy workout.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting that tendon.
But 24 minutes to grate the cheese.
That's like almost just over one hockey period.
I know. I was watching Grey's Anatomy while I did it.
Oh. Well, that's not too bad.
Yes.
It's like half an episode.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, halftime show.
Halftime show.
What'd you think of it?
Well, I had a bunch of guys talking during the whole thing and
you didn't
yelling.
Really get to hear.
I didn't hear much. I saw it.
Are you an Usher fan?
Not really.
Me neither. So I didn't really know a lot of Usher songs. That was something with the Rihanna halftime show is I didn't realize how many Rihanna songs I actually knew. I knew pretty much all of the songs that were played on her set. So that's what I was sort of looking forward to this show was to see how many Usher songs I actually knew. Because I feel like there was a lot of songs back when I was a kid that I would have remembered, sort of the same with Rihanna. But he didn't play a lot of his popular songs.
No, he didn't.
There was a few that I knew, but I didn't know a lot of them.
Yeah, I felt like the end when that rapper guy came out.
I'm not a huge rap fan, so I actually didn't know the rappers.
I knew that one from, like, going to bars and stuff.
Yeah.
Was it Lil Wayne? Ludacris did come out.
Ludacris did come out, yeah.
But I think it was Lil Wayne. I should fact-check that.
You should fact-check that. The beginning of the performance, I feel like there was just a lot going on. But I really liked the rollerblading. That was cool.
I liked when he had his shoulder pads on.
Yeah. I liked the marching band, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Emma could have been on there.
That was fun.
You could have been on stage with them.
We were actually, me and my friends were debating whether the marching band was playing or not.
What did you think?
I thought they were at the beginning, but then towards the end, they were mostly dancing and the instruments weren't really in their mouth. So I don't know. They could have been playing for a bit of it, but maybe they were just there for show. They were just dancers.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I like the costumes. I was really disappointed that Justin Bieber didn't come out. I was hoping for JB.
He was there, though.
He was there at the Super Bowl. And I feel like everyone got their hopes up because photos went out earlier that day or the night before of him arriving in Vegas. And we were all like, oh, it's happening.
But it didn't.
It didn't happen.
And I got let down.
I saw a post somewhere, TikTok or Instagram. I don't know. It could have been fake news. But it said that Usher asked Justin Bieber to be a part of the show. And
he said no gracias?
No. But I mean, this was a post I saw on Instagram. So who knows if he was actually invited. But I was looking forward to seeing JB. But however, we did not get to see that. I was looking forward to hearing Somebody to Love.
Oh, I guess, yeah, I don't even know what song he sings with.
Yeah, and there's, like, the choreo that
they do. Does he sing Baby?
Is Usher on Baby?
I don't know.
I know that, no, I don't think so.
Oh,
or maybe he is, I don't know.
I'm not up to date. That was the song that I thought it was going to be.
Maybe he is on Baby.
I don't know. Or is it, it's someone.
It's someone.
There's someone. Did you enjoy the game, though?
I did enjoy the game. I was seeing so many videos of the stream on Nickelodeon, and I was like,
I should have
watched it on Nickelodeon.
I didn't even realize that was happening. I found the game was very stressful. I was in a full sweat the whole time.
Well, actually, funny story, back to the halftime show, we were watching it, and my friend went to turn up. We were streaming it onto a TV from a computer because we don't have cable.
Okay.
And my friend went to go turn the volume up during the halftime show. It was like probably 3/4 of the way through, but she accidentally switched the channel or the HDMI, whatever, and so it flicked off, and we were all like, no, like, and this was part of the time where we still didn't know if Justin Bieber was going to make an appearance, and we were all like, if we get this back on and Justin Bieber is already on stage, we will never forgive you. But it was honestly so funny. It was so funny. The minute of panic of us trying to get this back on the TV, we got it back on.
You got it back? That's good.
But it was...
That was your stress?
It was a lot of stress, yes.
Yeah, I was stressed in that fourth quarter. Because I'm not really a football fan, but, like, over the past couple of years, like, I've started to, like, watch more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my parents watch it a lot more. And But, like, we've always done Super Bowl. Like, my parents have always hosted a Super Bowl. This was, I think, their first year not. They went to a party. But, yeah, so I've always, like, but now, obviously, I've been watching all the Kansas City games. I got, like, I got the Go Taylor's boyfriend shirt. I found that at a store in Charleston, but I was gonna wear that. But I was like, no, the past couple games, I've been wearing this shirt, my Chiefs actual shirt, and they've been winning. So I wore the Go Taylor's boyfriend throughout the whole day. And then right before the game started, I put this guy
on. Put that shirt on. It's your lucky shirt.
I was the only one in, like, Chiefs stuff or even San Francisco stuff.
So we've always done Super Bowl. We've always watched the game, had the snacks, the appetizers, whatever. But my dad is more frequently watching football. He went to his first football game last year. Him, my little brother, and my grandpa all got Buccaneer tickets in Tampa Bay to go see them. And my dad said it was one of the best experiences of his life. He said that everyone should go see a football at some time in their life. He said it was just an awesome experience.
My friend, her sister is now, like, working in Seattle, and the Seahawks play there. And so she's gone to, like, a couple of games, like, over the past season. And they have this football cannon. Or not a football cannon, like a t-shirt cannon. But they put hot dogs in it.
Oh, no way.
And they fire hot dogs.
Oh, I bet you just... Riley has a weird obsession with hot dogs. I think we talked about this last season, but for one of our classes, we had to make a short film, and we got to write it ourselves and pick the topic. And Riley chose her short film on, it was like a hot dog party.
Yeah, sausage party.
It was called the sausage party, but it was like they were making hot dogs, and then their oven broke. And then, so the main character who's having this party, whose oven broke, called a repairman. But the repairman turned out to be
a stripper. It was such a good little short film.
It was actually a pretty good short film.
The thing with hot dogs is, hot dogs make me really sick.
So you don't eat a lot of hot dogs?
I throw them up after I eat them, usually almost every time.
Well, when we went to the TMU game, we had hot dogs.
We did.
Okay there?
Those were like more smoky type hot dogs make me. So like Kendra was like, you have to have a hot dog in Charleston. Well, my nickname too is also hot dog. Like, hot dog can't come to Charleston without having a hot dog. So she made me a hot dog. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, I knew that I would hear about it forever if I threw up at her house.
Yeah.
And so I was up that night for like 3 hours. And I was like, oh my God. I was like holding it in.
Does anybody even know what hot dogs are made out of?
It doesn't matter, Emma. Don't talk about it. I don't want to know.
Because I don't know. I honestly have no idea what hot dogs are made of. But I also don't really want to know.
No,
because
we don't want to know.
We have them all the time in the summer.
Yeah, my dad likes a good smoky, and so does my grandma. And my grandma's been, like, staying with us more, like, over the summer, so it would always be, like, smokies. But in smokies, I just, like, get heartburn, and then I throw up.
Oh, well, that's not good.
Fun fact about me, I have a really sensitive stomach.
Well, I know to never make hot dogs.
If I stay over at your house.
Well, in Collingwood. Yeah, I'll tell my dad, no hot dogs. No hot dogs on the barbecue. We'll have to boil yours separately so they're not on the barbecue. Is this like regular, like anything on the barbecue? Do you get
No, it's just like smoky. Like smokies are different than regular hot dogs. Like they got more in them.
Oh, smokies is like a brand?
No, smokies are like bigger than hot dogs. And they have like usually like more seasoning. Like hot dogs are like...
Oh,
hot dogs are very bland. Smokies has got, like, cheese or, like, bacon and, like, a lot of...
Oh, we don't do that.
Oh, you never... Like, the bigger ones, a bit thicker?
Well, we get the ones from Costco.
Like, the barbecue ones are usually smokies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I think this is a Vancouver thing.
No, it's not. Well, I don't know. I don't know what you guys do. I think it's an everywhere thing.
We've been talking about hot dogs for, like, 3 minutes now. I think it's time for us to choose a different story. Well... Me and Riley had a funny encounter in the bathroom today. I was in there. I work during the day. And then we've got this recording session now. And then I have class after. So I was doing my makeup in the bathroom as one does.
Yeah, I was running out of my philosophy of love class.
Yes. And Riley comes in. She doesn't see me.
I got to pee so bad.
She doesn't see me. And she like walks right to the stall. Walks right by me, and I just laugh. And she turns around, and she recognizes my laugh, and we just start laughing. It was the funniest thing. And she's like, oh.
And then the bathroom was empty, so it was just me and Emma. And I get anxiety when I go to the bathroom, because I don't want people to hear me. It doesn't matter what's going on. And so I had to play some music.
She was playing, what song was it?
Barrel Racer Land.
She had to play quite literally a song so she could... Go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
We have a podcast together, but she can't be in front of me.
Well, it was going to be like an aggressive pee, too. So.
This is... You take things to an extra... Like, I didn't need to know that. I really did not need to know that.
Anyways, I went to Charleston on the weekend.
You did go to Charleston on the weekend.
It was awesome. I want to go back. It was probably, like, one of my favorite places I've been.
Really?
Yeah. The city, like downtown, it was so clean.
You were saying that. You saw some of the Outer Banks filming
I saw some
locations.
Of that. I went to, so I watch reality TV, and one of my favorite shows is Southern Charm. And Southern Charm is filmed in Charleston. And so Craig, one of the guys, he has a sewing shop. And he like sells pillows and stuff. So I went to Sewing Down South.
Oh, love that. Yeah. You also saw a store called Beckett.
I did see a store called Beckett.
They sold clothes, I think you
said? Yeah, they sold clothes. I didn't know if Emma now, like, has a store in Charleston that
apparently,
she never told me.
I have a store in Charleston.
Yeah, but it was cool. It just seemed like a town full of rich people and, like...
Is it very much how the Outer Banks depicts it? Well, I think Outer Banks is North Carolina. Like, that's
but they do a bunch in South Carolina. Like, Kendra took me to, the area that it is filmed and like looked at it and it looks just like it. I was like, really? Whoa, this is so, and like we went to Folly Beach, and so it's like this, it reminded me like a mix of like kind of like Mexico, Hawaii, and like somewhere in the States, but it like just like looked kind of tropical, and like people were on golf carts. We went on a super cloudy day though, so it wasn't that nice.
Yeah.
But like it was just like beach town, like, you know, what is it called? The tiki tents, whatever, like, you know, the roof that's like made out of the straw. Like there was a lot of that going on. It was like surf shops. People were like surfing out in the ocean. I dipped my toes in the Atlantic.
Was it cold?
Yeah, it was pretty cold.
Yeah, I bet.
I brought my bathing suit just in case, but I didn't go in. I didn't go in.
Little polar dip.
That would have been good.
Well, tomorrow, we actually, me and Riley are going to be on camera for a live production. We are talent. I was just saying to Riley earlier that, so when you're on camera, you're called the talent, and it's so fun being called the talent.
Because we are pretty talented. I think if people heard, like, the producer and, like, the whoever's first pitch it was, they'd be like, oh, okay, like, this sounds, like, fine. Yeah. But Emma and I made this script into, like, it's going to be great. We have this, like, rivalry.
Yeah, we do. So, basically, I'm the host of this live production TV show, and Riley's the judge. And essentially, I dislike Riley because all she does is show up to this TV show to film just to judge the products or what the contestants make. And I'm here doing all of the pre-production and, you know, the filming on all camera, the hosting. Yeah.
And I'm going to show up, and Emma's going to, like, be, like, very put together, dressed well. I'm showing up. This is supposed to be, like, 80s themed. So yeah. I'm showing up in 90s. Well, 90s Brooks and Dunn album cover t-shirt. And Emma's going to be like, you're supposed to dress for the 80s. What are you doing?
Yeah, basically, Riley's going to have no idea what she's doing. She just got this job out of spite. And
well, because I'm great.
Well, you don't know this yet, but your character's going to be fired.
Yeah.
Because you don't do your job very well.
And Emma's going to smash an egg on my head.
Well, that's the plan.
I'm bringing an egg.
Oh, perfect. Are you going to make sure it gets here okay?
Unless I just go to the Metro and buy an egg.
Just one egg.
Yeah.
How much do you think one egg would be? Can you even buy one egg?
I get a pack of six.
Oh.
And it's usually about $3.99. So
$3.99? Yeah. I get a pack of 12 for like $3.79.
Oh. Well, I guess I'm getting ripped off.
Yeah, apparently you are.
Well, I only got an egg crate thing for six.
Oh.
At home.
Well, maybe you only need six eggs.
I do only need six eggs. I'm a single person and all my imaginary friends.
We talked about imaginary friends last season,
we did on one of the our vlogs.
Yes. On what vlog was it?
Oh, it was the initial one.
Yes,
the
it
pumpkin
was.
Carving.
Yes, it was.
It was the pumpkin carving
where
one.
Where everything went wrong.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about this. You have no cast this season.
I don't have a cast this season, and look.
Well, for people listening to audio, they're not going to be able to look.
I'm touching my thumb to my pinky. We talked about it, that I wouldn't be able to touch, or I might be able to touch my thumb to my pinky by February. It's February. These two are touching. And I can almost go all the way down.
People who are listening to audio are going to have to switch to YouTube because she's waving her hand around every which way. Because
I was trying to find the camera. I didn't know which one we used.
Are you excited for your trip to L.A.?
I am excited for my trip to L.A. I feel like I'm just, like, living out of a suitcase right now because I got back, washed everything. Well, I wanted to wash it all before I left Charleston, but I hang all my clothes to dry and there wasn't going to be enough time. Because Kendra didn't give me the washer until the day before, or the morning of.
Are you all packed for LA?
I'm almost all packed. Are you packed for your trip?
No. I've started laying out clothes. As I've gotten older, I used to love to pack for vacations, for weekends away, for sleepovers with friends. I used to call my friends and pack with them. Like, that's how much I used to love packing for things. But now I hate packing. I hate it because I always feel like I'm going to forget something. I feel like
I can pack for you, and you can just pay me.
You know, I think I'm okay. I think I'll pass on that.
I was talking to my friend today on the phone, actually, because I think that I should start up my own travel company. But, like, I book everything for people, because I put so much research into, like, restaurants
and,
like, places.
Well, you're always traveling, unless you book their flight a week later than it's supposed to be.
Yeah, that would be the one mess up. But I was talking to her today, because her niece is, like, is going somewhere. I think she was going to Palm Springs or something. And she was trying to find flights. And Jazz was like, oh, text Rye. She's like, here's Rye's number. Give her a call. Like, Rye will book it for you. She'll find you the best. But I'm like, I should start a company. But I don't. I told my mom this before, too. But she's like, I don't think that that'll sell. Like, just because everything's so accessible online now.
Isn't that what a
now?
Travel agent is?
Yeah, but, like, that's, you have to go into the travel, like, the flights and stuff. Like,
so essentially, so you're like, a I'm travel gonna agent, for... but not in an office.
Yeah. I'm in a podcast room.
Intriguing. Intriguing. So just like a remote travel agent.
Yeah. Flights with Rye.
Yeah, that already exists.
Does it? Well, but mine probably would be different. Mine would be different. Mine would be better. Like, I'd be my own person. Like, I could go out and do these excursions. Well, not excursions. I could go try the restaurants. I could try the cooking classes.
You know what I've always thought, too? Actually, bringing this up. So every time I go on vacation, I make a vlog, like a video of my family's vacation.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for this one.
I go on vacation with. Like when I went on the cruise in February, last February, it was like 18 and a half minutes. And it was just a vlog of the entire trip. And so.
Was it boring?
Was it boring?
The vlog?
I hope not. I like it. My family seems to like it.
I'm just kidding.
But it's like a digital scrapbook for me. So it's like, I can look back on this and it's like, I relive the trip almost. And I've always thought, what if there was a job where you went on vacation with families and you just made a vlog?
You could totally, people hire videographers. Yeah.
Yeah. And you just like, you do all these excursions.
Yeah. I feel like they'd have to pay for you.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like they would take me on the trip.
So you need to find a rich family that wants to do that.
Exactly. They would take me on
the trip. But we could do that because we're qualified in video production, but we just don't know how to use a camera.
Riley got backfired from, she made a big mistake. She texts me the other day and she's like, February 25th, brunch, you're coming, be there. And I was like, all right, who are we going with? And she's like, my friend from Vancouver, she's coming back to Toronto when I come back from reading week. And I was like, okay, perfect. Riley goes, by the way, she's slightly deaf, so just keep that in mind. And I go, okay, no worries. Like, I have a family member who's hearing impaired, so it's, you know, I'm used to it, right? Turns out that she had texted her friend from Vancouver saying that I was slightly deaf. So she was setting me and her friend up to talk loudly to each other at this restaurant. But then when I said the thing about my family member being hearing impaired, Riley was like, oh shoot. Because she had no idea. And then she felt bad. She felt bad. So then the whole thing backfired.
I have no words.
It was a terrible joke. So inconsiderate. You just assumed that no one in our families was hearing impaired.
I did. That was my bad. I'm sorry, Beckett.
Guys, don't again, don't lie to your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
talking to you.
Yeah, don't lie to your friends.
And then didn't your friend text you and was like, Riley, that was really bad. I'm not happy with you.
she was not impressed. She said that was a bad joke.
That was a bad joke.
Okay, well, we have run out of time.
Darn. What a chaotic episode. I feel like every episode is just more chaotic than the last.
Yeah, that one went all over the place.
That did go all over the place. What did we talk about? Hot dogs? Going to the Super bathroom. Super Bowl.
Tay and Travi.
Viva Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas!
You're going to have to really edit that down in post, because that's going to be peaking.
Perfect.
Okay, we actually need to end this because we are over time. Okay, see you next week, guys.
Bye!